We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall never surrender until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of people.
In times of universal deceit, truth is the only rebellion left. On today's show, I'm going to cover what I consider to be the dumbest comment possibly made by any faculty member at a Christian college in the nation. A faculty member who is celebrating the election of Joe Biden by proclaiming that we now have a man who's rooted in faith, science, and truth. Hallelujah. I'll cover this and more on today's Rebellion. I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion. Welcome to today's Rebellion. As I said, today I'd like to talk about what I consider to be about the dumbest comment that could possibly be made by a faculty member, whether it be a Christian college or a secular institution. It just so happens that this particular professor is a Christian scholar, quote-unquote, a man who worked for me at one time, who now works at another institution. This is a Christian faculty member who celebrated the election of Joe Biden by saying this: "Thankful today, a president-elect publicly committing to seek the best for all Americans." He puts "all" in quotation marks. "With a record of decency, honesty, integrity, and convictions rooted in faith, science, and truth. Hallelujah! These things belong together!" Exclamation point, closed quote. Now, I'm going to read that one more time for you, and then we're going to pick it apart point by point. Again, this is an asinine comment. This is the dumbest thing that anybody could say. And this is a perfect example of the pathology of the intellect, the sickness of the mind, that when you start worshiping the created rather than the creator, you're given over to a reprobate mind. Even though you may be very bright and your IQ high, you can't think your way out of a paper bag any longer, and you hold stupid positions like this. I'm going to read it one more time. "Thankful today, a president-elect publicly committing to seek the best for all Americans, with a record of decency, honesty, integrity, and convictions rooted in faith, science, truth. Hallelujah! These things belong together." What a stupid, shallow, thoughtless, nonsensical thing to say. And this is from a man who fancies himself among the intellectual elite, a Christian scholar. Frankly, I'm embarrassed for him, and I'm embarrassed for the school he served and the one he now serves. This is a blight on the ivory tower to have people like this who can't think. They have been so co-opted by the desire to be popular. They have been so co-opted by their own intellectual arrogance that they give themselves over to fascism, ideological fascism, rather than intellectual freedom. And rather than ideological rigor, they're given over to following along like lemmings behind the most popular in vogue idea. Can these people not think? Can they not think independently? Can they not be critical thinkers? Can they not look at a situation and at least defend it logically? And for this man, the answer is no. He's so given over to his worship of this golden calf of socialism, of government largesse, of big government being the solution of all of our problems, that he actually, as a Christian scholar, is saying, "Thankful today, a president-elect publicly committing to seek the best for all Americans, with a record of decency, honesty, integrity, and convictions rooted in faith and science and truth. Hallelujah! These things belong together." Ugh. Oh, well, let's pick this apart. Let's pick this apart point by point, and I'll point out the lunacy, the shallowness, the thoughtlessness, the literal nonsense, because this makes no sense. It's not grounded in sense. It's not grounded in the rational. All it's grounded in is emotion and feelings. Facts be damned as far as this man is concerned. And yet, you would spend $35,000 a year, $40,000 a year to send your kids off to a Christian institution with this man as a professor and a mentor for your 18, 19, 20, and 21-year-olds. This is why I've been so critical of the Christian Academy recently. This is why I have said you'd be better off sending your kids to a secular institution where at least they're admitting to you who they are. You know the wolves are wolves when you go to Michigan State University, my alma mater. You know the wolves are wolves when you go to Bowling Green State University, my alma mater. Go to Oklahoma State University, the University of Oklahoma, Ohio State University, the University of Michigan, Michigan State University, the University of Missouri. Pick your college, choose your university. Go there rather than a Christian institution that hires people like this. And the reason is clear. At least when you go to these other institutions, you know what you're getting. They're not lying to you. They don't like you. They don't like your faith. They mock your Christianity, and you go in at least knowing who the adversary is. You know this. They don't hide it. They don't pretend otherwise. But when you spend your money going to a Christian institution and find out that you have faculty like this, number one, that can't think, number two, are so hungry to be liked and popular within the academic circles that they've sold their minds to this type of shallowness, then you're wasting your money and you're putting your kids at risk, because then you don't know the wolves are the wolves, because wolves in sheep's clothing are dangerous, but wolves in shepherd's clothing are downright deadly. We've talked about that before. That's a quote that I've ventured more than once on this program. Wolves in sheep's clothing are dangerous, but wolves in shepherd's clothing are downright deadly. This is why you'd be better off spending half the money that you would spend on a Christian institution and going to a secular institution, pagan though it may be. At least you're geared up and ready for the fight, rather than running off to a Christian institution, letting down your guard and thinking that all is well, and being taught by people who peddle this kind of pablum. Nonsense. Shallow, thoughtless nonsense. And here's why. I'm going to get into it point by point, but let's do a little self-promotion here before I do. If you want to subscribe to The Rebellion, go to patreon.com/Dr. Everett Piper. patreon.com/DREVERETTPIPER. I need you to subscribe to The Rebellion. If we're going to continue to pay the light bill, I need you to go and become a subscribing member of The Rebellion. patreon.com/Dr. Everett Piper. And when you do so, make sure you download your favorite episodes of The Rebellion. Don't just click on them and listen to them. Download them so that you then upload them to your favorite social media site, such as Facebook, Parler, Twitter, whatever, Instagram. When you do that, it bumps our algorithms up and we get more listeners. We get more attention, if you will, out in the social media podcast world if you do that. And remember, if you'd like to listen to The Rebellion live Monday through Friday, you can do so by going to listentothebrew.com. That's listentothebrew.com, Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Central Time. All right, enough of the promotion. Let's get back to the show. The election is over. As you know, we're in the midst of a lot of recounts. So some of you listening may say, well, the election isn't over because Donald Trump is going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court, and we're going to have recounts, and we're going to have all sorts of legal challenges all the way along. And that's true. That's true. But for all intents and purposes, for the sake of argument today, we've got this professor at a Christian college, a professor that used to work for me, a professor that I actually hired. And this is a little mea culpa here. I hired this man, and you're listening to a guy that you probably have figured out by now is unapologetically conservative, a guy who believes in conserving the time-tested truths of God, a guy who believes that a conservationist not only conserves clean air and clean water and hugs a tree and loves an owl every once in a while, but he also conserves the ideas that have endured over the course of human history. the ideas that are grounded in a Judeo-Christian ethic, the ideas that led to the Magna Carta and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. These time-tested truths are the ideas that conservatives conserve. And it's only the ideas that give us liberty and freedom and justice and any measuring rod outside of those things being measured, or else we fall victim to the despot and to tyranny and to oligarchs and to elites oppressing us because they don't have any standards other than the one they see in the mirror. They're the standard of everything. They worship the God they see in the mirror. They have no respect for any other God other than that, and therefore you fall victim to their demands that you bow and pay subservience to them and their power. And that's what we see going on in the country right now. That's why this election is so important, and that's why we need to stand by Donald Trump as he counts every single legal vote and discards every single illegal vote. Sidebar. Why should anybody, whether you're left, right, or center, disagree with what I just said? Every legal vote should be counted. Every illegal vote should be discarded, discovered and discarded, and that will tell us who won this election. So when you hear the mainstream media and when you hear people like this stupid professor that I'm talking about right now telling you that the election is over and it's only these crazy tinfoil hat Trumpers that want to have a recount, no, baloney. Hogwash. Call BS on that because that's nonsense. Every legal vote should be counted, and every illegal vote should be discovered, discounted, and discarded. That is simply a matter of logic and fairness and justice. Hold the line and make sure that happens. But this guy thinks that Biden has won. He thinks that this is something to celebrate. He's a Christian scholar that I hired years ago under the litmus questions of what's your view of Scripture and what's your view of truth. I ask every faculty member that I hired, I ask every single one of them, what's your view of Scripture? Is it inerrant, infallible, authoritative, and true? If they said that, that was a good answer. If they didn't, then they didn't get hired. This guy said he believed in the inerrancy of the Bible, the inerrancy of the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, that the Bible was inerrant. He told me that. I also asked him, what was his view of truth? He told me that truth was an objective reality, a fact, not a fantasy, not a fiction, not a fabrication of postmodern deconstruction and reconstruction. He told me that truth was an objective reality. But yet, I've got this professor who told me those things, who is now tweeting out that he is celebrating, hallelujah, that we now have a president-elect publicly committing to seek the best for all Americans with a record of decency, honesty, and integrity, and convictions rooted in faith, science, truth. Hallelujah! These things belong together. Let's take a break right now, acknowledge our sponsors, and when I get back, I'll take the second half of the show to pick this stupid post apart. Point by point. You can do it yourself. You don't need me to do it. It's so obvious and so shallow and so thoughtless. But let's do it together when we get back after the break. I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion. Let's acknowledge our sponsors, and we'll be right back in about 2 minutes. Okay, welcome back to The Rebellion. Okay, let's go through this ridiculous post, point by point. Thankful today. We have a president-elect publicly committing to seek the best for all Americans. Point number one, you don't have a president-elect yet. The votes are still being counted. Guess what? That's a fact. That's an empirical fact. The votes are still being counted. Oh, but the media, the mainstream media, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, all called it. They declared Joe Biden the victor. Guess what? In a constitutional republic, the media doesn't decide who wins an election. The electors do. The Electoral College does. The media reports the facts as to who voted for who and how many votes are out there. The media does not declare the victor. So point number one, young professor, we don't have a president-elect yet. Do a little homework on freshman-level civics, please, before you start posting gibberish. Point number one, we don't have a president-elect yet. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a libertarian, a Republican, a Democrat, whether you're progressive or whether you're traditional. The fact is we're still counting votes. As of this broadcast, we don't have a president-elect yet. So stop acting like we do. Point number two. We have a president-elect publicly committing to seek the best for all Americans. Really? Really? Joe Biden is seeking the best for all Americans? First of all, he's not the president-elect. Second of all, who told you that he is seeking the best for all Americans? What about the 71 million people that voted for Donald Trump who are now being maligned and mocked and belittled? Is he seeking the best for nearly 50% of those people that voted? Best for all Americans? Who the heck are you talking about when you say all Americans? How about the Little Sisters of the Poor? Is Joe Biden seeking the best for these nuns who are now going to be told that they've got to buy abortifacient drugs in their health care, that they have to buy abortion-inducing drugs in their health insurance packages? We are now going to force nuns, I'm going to say it one more time, nuns who are celibate, they don't have sex, they don't need any contraception, and Joe Biden has said he's going to force these nuns to buy contraception. This is asinine, it is stupid, and this is not for all Americans. How about all the youngest Americans, those infants that are going to be executed in Planned Parenthood now because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's butchery? How about them? Do we now have a president-elect who is for those Americans? The millions of our youngest infants who are going to be torn asunder, limb from limb, arms removed, legs torn off, hearts torn out, lungs and other organs sold on the market for profit. This is a fact. I'm not making it up. You all know this. It's been proven. But this professor is saying we now have a president-elect for all Americans? Well, what about our youngest children, Mr. Professor? How about them? How about all the conservative Jews and evangelicals who don't believe that homosexual sex is a righteous act? They still believe that it's an immoral thing and a decision that you shouldn't imbibe. That if you have a desire to engage in this particular sexual act, that you shouldn't. How about those of us who want to teach our children that that's not something you should do? Is Joe Biden going to defend and support and want the best for all of us? No, because he has said that he is going to impose the Equality Act on us immediately, which will force us to hire people at our churches, our daycares, our colleges, our parachurch organizations, our synagogues, who disagree with the very tenets of our faith. Oh, he's for those Americans? Again, shallow, thoughtless, and stupid. How dare you suggest that we have a president-elect who wants the best for all Americans? Next point. A man with a record of decency. Decency? This man has been credibly accused by a woman of digital rape. Okay? I don't know how else to say it. We've got a very detailed claim by a woman who says that Joe Biden, as a senator, forced himself upon her and inserted his hand into her and raped her. Oh, well, that hasn't been proven, you say. Oh, well, I thought you guys were the ones who said that you always believe the woman, that the woman's claim is credible, and that if Kavanaugh was guilty of all the stuff he was accused of, then surely everybody else is guilty likewise, right? If Clarence Thomas was guilty of everything he was accused of, then surely everyone else is going to be guilty too, right? Wasn't it Kamala Harris herself who said, quote, "I believe the woman," in reference to the accusations against Joe Biden? Yes, it was. It was her. A man of decency? A man of honesty. Honesty? What have you been smoking? Honesty? The man lied about his doctoral research. You're a faculty member. You know that pulling 5 pages verbatim from somebody else's work and using it in your paper, in your essay, is not honest. It's called plagiarism. Plagiarism. Honesty? He's lied about academic awards he didn't receive, academic scholarships he never got. He's plagiarized prolifically in speeches and in essays and papers that he submitted. He received an F while he was in college because of his dishonesty. He lied about his own wife's death and his own daughter's death for the sake of political gain. Honesty? Integrity? What integrity? Have you heard of Burisma? Have you heard of China? Have you heard of Russia? Have you heard of Hunter Biden? Integrity? My land. Again, has this faculty member... I swear. We go on. And convictions rooted in faith. What faith? Faith in what? Do you realize that his own church, the Catholic Church... There are many priests who refuse Joe Biden communion because he's out of line with the teachings of the church. Faith? Faith in what? Not the Catholic Church. He's out of line with the Catholic Church to the point where many priests won't even give him communion. Many cardinals will refuse him communion. Faith in what? Maybe the God he sees in the mirror, but surely not the God we see in the Bible. Maybe the faith he has in himself and big government, but surely not the faith, the time-tested faith of the church. Science? Science? How about the science that a woman is a biological fact and not the fantasy, excuse me, not the fabrication, not the construct of a dysphoric male who just wants to sit around and be make-believe, play make-believe. Science? How about the science that children are real and that when you kill them and tear their arms and limbs off, they die? Is that science good enough for you? Science, pro-science, my land. How about the science that the upward tick in COVID right now is only 0.2%. As I speak to you today, the upward tick in COVID is only 0.2%. I'll say it one more time, 0.2%. And Joe Biden is going to shut down the nation again and require a universal mask mandate across the entire United States. Forget the fact that the governors in South Dakota and Florida and Oklahoma and Texas have figured out how to handle this thing quite well, thank you. And it's the Democrat governors in New York and California who screwed it up big time. Forget the fact that Joe Biden is going to go with their solution rather than the solution of South Dakota and Florida and Oklahoma and Texas. Forget about all that. Pro-science? You're serious. Denying the biological fact of the female? Denying the humanity of a child? And denying the reality of the statistics, the real data with regard to COVID and truth. A man of convictions, rooted in faith, science, and truth. I've already covered that. Truth? Truth. You're actually talking about Joe Biden here. Truth? Truth. Jeez. The man can't tell the truth to save his life. He's a pathological liar. It's been proven over and over again through 47 years of public service. He is a serial deceiver. This is not a man who knows how to tell the truth. Hallelujah. These things belong together, says our shallow, embarrassing, thoughtless little faculty member who can't think his way out of a paper bag because he wants to be liked. He wants to be popular. And he fancies himself a Christian scholar. But yet, his Christianity apparently places more faith in big government than a big God. His definition of truth appears to be what he sees in the mirror, just like Joe Biden, rather than what he told me when I hired him several years ago, and that was his trust in the inerrant, objective, revealed Word of God that does not move and does not change with the whim of political popularity or desire to be liked within the ivory tower in the academy. People, ask good questions before you send your kids to college. Never pay a dime to have your kids taught by anybody like this. Please ask good questions. Ask more questions than I did. Ask them what their definition of life is. Ask them what their definition of marriage is. Ask them if they believe a woman is a biological fact. Ask them if they believe the Bible is the inerrant Word of God. Ask them if truth is an objective reality. Ask and force them to answer you. And if you see any chink in the armor, run the other way. I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion.